Government says no to entire UFO info release. I don't think there is a more controversial subject than UAPs. There are those who will do anything to discredit it, those who believe different shades of it, and those who are just too scared to know the truth. The military is torn over UAPs. What I mean is many of them have seen things and many others have been told by reliable sources who talked about what they saw. Many are torn because they are afraid if they say anything, even if they did see something, it will affect their career. It is hard to blame them for that. What I mean by different shades of belief is some believe there are UAPs in the skies but don't credit them to extraterrestrials. Others say the extraterrestrials really come from inside the Earth. Then are those who say they are from different times and or different dimensions. There is the crowd who say some of them are extraterrestrial and some are copies we created. I believe they come from many different places and that is why there are so many different shapes in the sky, and I also believe they are not all using the same technology. There could be some which are far ahead of the others. Some of us thought we were finally going to get to the bottom of this puzzle. When the House wanted full disclosure on the subject and sent the bill to the Senate torpedoed the bill and in essence told the government they didn't have to tell us everything. That was not the exact wording of the bill, but that was the effect. What a disappointment after all this time. Why did they do this? There was that old saw, the one from the 60s which said we couldn't handle the truth. There are those who have tied UAPs into religion and are afraid we might give up our beliefs if we learn the truth. Do we think the government has the right to decide this for us? I for one do not. This is supposed to be a free country, not a country where the government thinks it knows what is best for us, and imposes its decisions on us in such matters. I don't believe anything which would be revealed would affect my religious beliefs, but isn't that for me to decide? When I heard some of the people at the Pentagon were equating some of the UAPs with demons, I couldn't believe it. This statement seems like something from the Middle Ages. If this is what they believed, should they be serving at the Pentagon and making any decisions which might affect us? The next thing they might tell us is witches are flying some UAPs. Give me a break. When technology gets so advanced and far ahead of what we have, it might seem like magic, but I think we have advanced enough to know it was technology, because while we might be far behind in that field, we still know what technology is. We are no longer in the position humans were in since they were on the planet. I would hope we all learned something about that. A news article came out about Tucker Carlson. The headline on it was "Why Tucker Carlson Scared to Report on UFOs." That error in grammar is theirs, not mine. Anyway, if true, I am surprised. I didn't think any subject would stop a Carlson report. I had to read the piece since it piqued my curiosity. He said he didn't believe everything about the UFO story, and that some parts are very dark. He was right about that. A part of the UFO story has to do with tons of abductions, which have to do with painful exams. It also has to do with disappearances and even murders. He also said there was something spiritual which is part of it. The dark part of the UFO story is disturbing on different levels. It sometimes shows us, but not often, that some extraterrestrials could care less whether we live or die. There is also another tale that states at least one race which comes here despises us. I have also heard at least one race views us more as food than anything else. It has been said one of the reasons why the government wants to avoid UFO disclosure is they have met with aliens and made deals they don't want to verify. There is a rumor several presidents have met with extraterrestrials. One of the worst things agreed to, if true, was said to be an agreement to allow aliens to abduct humans for examinations as long as they brought them back, and this was in return for advanced technology. If that is true, that would have been a betrayal of the human race. We just don't know all the facts, but we do know if these aliens wanted to, they could destroy us in the blink of an eye. It is being said by some they have infiltrated the governments of the world. If this is true, they are not doing a very good job. I remember those photos which appeared on the internet which seemed to show Secret Service men protecting then President Obama as their eyes changed from human looking to snake-like. I know there are tons of faked photos out there, but I just thought I would mention this. Some former military are coming out, now that they retired, and admitting the UFOs in our skies are real and alien. We know former government high officials have admitted UFOs are here and are alien. Paul Hayer, the former Canadian defense minister, admitted it, as did the former head of the Israeli space program, as has Hamesh, the former head of Israeli space security. We have also seen and heard the brave American whistleblowers testify, and people like Dr. Greer, who gave up his practice to investigate UFOs, and Dr. Lear, who operated on people and removed strange implants that seemed not to be from Earth. If we look deep enough, we can find many reasons to believe we have extraterrestrials here. I used to talk to Dr. Lear about how those devices could have been inserted without a scar, and were never rejected by the body. He told me they were covered by some sort of membrane, and if he could figure out what it was, it could cure the rejection factor. There is something going on, and we are not getting the whole story, and it is beginning to look like we have been knocked back to square one.